Good evening all, and welcome to this week's Fendrian podcast. And the podcast now is brought to you in association with yaxleyriders.co.uk. If you're in the Fens, or especially the greater Peterborough area, or south of the Peterborough area, and you need a group ride on a Tuesday night, a Thursday night, or a Sunday morning, get in touch with them via the website. Come along. Everyone's catered for, from beginner to top-level amateur. There's a training ride along for all of you. There's a fantastically active Facebook page. There's a fantastic kit shop where you can buy top pro-quality Yaxley Riders kit and everything that you could possibly need for a great experience, a good cycling experience. If you want to ride a sportif, there'll be teammates in the local area that you can ride along with and enjoy it. So you never need to be out alone. So give them a look up. As I say, it's at www.yaxleyriders.co.uk. And it was interesting to see Yaxley Riders members in various action over the weekend. There was the sportif in Marham, charity sportif that was ridden by a lot of the guys. And then there was a couple of guys riding for their racing teams, myself included, in the Peterborough CC10 on the old A1. So whether it's road or mountain or time trials, whatever your discipline, get along and give them a look. Okay, plug over, on with the show. And what a first week of the Giro full it's been. We talked briefly about the start in Holland last week and how pretty Apeldoorn looked, and the great crowds, the massive atmosphere. Obviously, it helped that Dom de Moulin was in a particularly rich vein of form for that period of the Giro, and Martin Cilinghi taking jerseys. It was fantastic. Great to see. And I know there's a lot of non-traditionalists in the sport who kind of say the Tour de France can't start in York, so the Tour of Italy can't start in Holland. Okay, fine. Granted, it's not an ideal situation in terms of adding confusion, but from a commercial and a sporting perspective and a crowd experience perspective, absolutely fantastic. So well done again for that. And as the race then headed into Italy, we've seen some amazing stages. The stage that to Prato il Mare that Diego Ulissi won featured a fantastically steep climb that, you know, would not have been out of place in any of the Spanish mountains that we'll see later in the year, and some of the tough northern European steep hills. So it's been an amazing race. And in that instance, Tom Dumoulin had lost the jersey to Kittel after a couple of sprint stages. He sprinted away to get it back. Then he attacked again the next day, the day that that Tim Wellens won. So a couple of days after, actually, because there was the first Greipel stage win in between. And then he lost all the time on the dirt roads. It's been a sensational race so far, and a really good, excellent bike race to watch. The particular stages that do stand out, there was the first Greipel stage win over the cobbles, where he was absolutely miles ahead of everyone. He flew along there, and friend of the podcast, Jürgen Rolantz, our Flemish chum, he was involved in keeping Greipel in position, activating a lead out, and just keeping him out of trouble. And it was interesting that even though we were in the south of Italy, the cobbles shook out the same group of riders to the front. Interesting, of course, as well, on the last corner that the Estonian Rain Tarame went down. So some things never change. Cobbles do bring people down and off their bikes. But that was a really exciting stage. The stage into the mountains the next day that Wellens won, the second of the three in a row for Lotto. Also a really, really scenic and beautiful looking stage finish that really saw Italy at its best. I mean, okay, the weather early in the stage was pretty rank. But once the sun came out and started to shine, absolutely perfect. Sadly, it's not been great weather since then. Greipel won a second stage before the Saturday stage that Gianluca Brambilla won, where he romped away over the dirt roads. And those of you who've been listening to the podcast since the start of the year will know that we talked a little bit about his effort in Strada Bianchi back in end of February, early March, where he was also a contributing factor, attacking again and again and again in the last few kilometres to try and set it up for Zdenek Stibar. He actually got in the breakaway with another Italian, Monteguti, and accelerated on the climb, the dirt road climb, the Alpo di Poti, and got himself away on his own, managed to sustain it, get to the finish. It was a fantastic, fantastic ride. Interestingly, I heard in an interview they asked his coach whether he would have traded that stage win, which yielded the pink jersey of race leader for him. Would he have traded that for his for getting caught late on in Strada Bianchi? And I think the answer was yes, the pink jersey probably would have been the best choice. The time trial on Sunday was run off in pretty miserable, rainy, disappointing conditions. Not sure how much of the result that affected. There was one or two really good times, one or two average times as well from people you would have assumed would have done a bit better. Cancellara and Dumoulin being the main losers you would have thought in terms of time trial specialists. Cancellara, of course, suffering badly, having been ill for the early part of the race, before the race and in the first week. And then we kind of moved on to early today with Landa getting dropped from the group early doors and actually abandoning the race fairly quickly, which brings us to kind of where we are now. So it's been an absolutely magical, magical race so far. And there's nothing to suggest that the quality will slow down as we get towards the end of this week. We're actually now starting to hit the proper mountains rather than the medium mountains, as they call them. Those medium mountain days, Marcel Kittel, who's now gone home, having won all of the road stages in Holland, he retains his record for having won four Giro stages, none of which have been in Italy. Kittel was not complaining necessarily bitterly, but saying that on one of the days classed as non-mountainous, there was well over 3,000 metres of climbing. And in our part of the world, this part of the world here, you'd have to ride quite a long way to manage to climb 3,000 metres, so sort of 7,000-8,000 feet. So fantastic, good stages coming up, the proper mountains. Not the only bike racing that we have going on internationally at the moment. The Tour of California is in its early stages. Peter Sagan, the world champion, flexing his muscles over there. Some interesting teams in that. We've got a team from Team Wiggins over there, which will be interesting to see how they're getting on. And it was nice to see Cannondale actually get a stage win in that as well, having had a pretty tough start to life and start to the season. How their team's rescheduled and kind of rebuilt with the absence of Dan Martin and rider Heyerdahl. Interestingly, Heyerdahl's ridden or is riding the Giro. It's been interesting to see that he's been defending that position as the last person in the peloton, along with Jack Bauer of Trek. So it's been interesting to see that battle at the back, and see them also struggling then to get on. I don't think Heyerdahl, who is a former winner of the Giro, has got much in him for this particular race, but he is still a loss for Garmin. So well done for them. Interestingly, in terms of predictions, because we haven't done any predictions for a while, let's sort of forecast by the time we speak this time next week who will be in the pink jersey. Well, I suspect it's going to be Nibali, and I suspect that the people who will be closest to him will be Ilnur Zakarin, who we don't like because he's had lots of bans, and Valverde, who similarly has particularly ropey-looking past. So I think that'll be the final podium. I think there's plenty of twists and turns still to come, plenty of excitement still to come. So follow it all with us. And keep in touch. Use our Facebook page if you search Fendrian on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is @FendrianEU. And then, of course, there is the website http://Fendrian.eu. Keep watching the Giro. Keep enjoying your cycling. Thanks very much to Yaxley Riders for their support of the podcast. And we will converse this time next week with more updates. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.